Good afternoon and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday the 20th of July. Hope you're all well. I'm fine. Thank you for the concern yesterday, re my chest. It was more of a sort of flippant throwaway. I was stressed yesterday, I'm not going to lie. And I was stressed more. I mean, I had the FDD files myself. It was getting stuff online for you guys. The fact that it happened on a Sunday. That site was built 3-4 years ago. I had no idea who owned it, where it was hosted. So I couldn't get hold of anybody. And then you're thinking, I've got to need to find somebody at 7 o'clock Sunday. And it was more to get, you know, I know that there's whatever, 40, 50 people, 45 games on those sheets, multiple sheets, people waiting for them. And of course, I had to do an ultimate process because of Betfair not having the Spanish games up on the coupon on Friday. So it was more that. And I found out, speaking to Dave later in the day, it was my monkey mind apparently kicking in. Apparently I've got a monkey mind. I think we've all got a monkey mind, he said, but mine seemed to be in full thing. It's been a strange period. I keep saying it was my naivety when the lockdown was on. Not actually, I think I just thought everything would be cancelled and there wouldn't actually be much till August. But the actual cut and thrust of how much football is being played, how quickly it's being played, how spread out it is. You know, you're getting a Premier League game 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, everything going on till 11 o'clock at night with Portugal. But I'm absolutely fine. I actually look after myself. I eat healthily. Obviously, I haven't walked so much since the dog has gone, but I've walked. I'm a machine. I'm a fit individual. I got myself a bit worked up yesterday morning, but more getting sheets to you guys. People tweeting, oh, where's the sheet? I mean, most of you are absolutely fantastic, don't get me wrong. But you get some people, the odd one, the minority. You know, sheets aren't there at 7 o'clock. Oh, where's the FDD sheets? Like the world's ended. And Dave said yesterday, what was the worst that could happen? And I've sort of prided myself on the fact, because I'm a bit OCD with my own stuff, that I've never missed a day for getting stuff out. You know, even like this podcast. Even if I've got nothing, I still record one just to keep the run going. And it's what I do. But yeah, it was more, you know, getting those out for you guys. But I'm absolutely fine and dandy. You don't need to get the pall bearers out. I am a machine. But thank you for the concern. It's nice to know some who are concerned. What I love is there's people who are concerned for me, which probably numbered less than a handful. But then people go, oh, what are we going to do about Ultimate next year if he croaks it? And what about this? And what's going to happen then? Thanks ever so much. Lovely. I like to see it's well placed. Interesting, isn't it? I didn't watch any football yesterday. I watched a little bit of the Spurs game. All bit one-sided, wasn't it? Harry Kane's third goal. Beautiful. I was doing my own trading and then I had a Zoom. We've had two Zoom sessions, Saturday, Sunday, with certain sort of members of FTS. Very good, enjoyed them as well. Fantastic lads. One thing I do, I've got a great group generally of FTS members. I really enjoyed both nights, even though there hasn't been a massive amount of trade. But I see that obviously Arsenal were playing, not Arsenal, Man United were playing Chelsea yesterday, and I see United sacked the cap off pretty much. You know, I'm not sure he's trying to lose the game by saying that, but I understand he picked a weakened team, left players on the bench. Don't know exactly who, I haven't gone into that much detail of it. And interestingly enough, I read a tweet, a Spurs tweet, and I'm not going to make this another Spurs lecture, but a Spurs tweet after Arsenal won on Saturday. Arsenal beat City, didn't they, Saturday? And it was a Spurs fan who put, Arsenal have spent years doing very little, not contending, playing well when there's no pressure, weak league mentality, keep getting to cup finals and winning, specifically the FA Cup. Is that what you want as a Spurs fan? Win some cups whilst floating around in the ether. Guy's got quite a lot of followers and he's had quite a few responses. And I just find it quite staggering what we're being brainwashed into believing. I am absolutely, absolutely all out for winning cups. I think that life is about winning, and I can't see, and I used to say it when Arsenal was, sort of went from their period of winning to floating around in the top four. A couple of my mates, good Arsenal fans, good mates, oh, we're top four again. I said, do you get anything for that? Do you get anything as a player when you finish and you say, what did you do, Dad? Well, we've got top four 3 years on the spin. It's how we've been brainwashed into thinking this is some monumental achievement. And then they say, well, you've got to get that for the way forward. Tottenham got in the top four and played Champions League football 4 years running. We never bought a world-class player. I was told at the time it attracted world-class players. We didn't buy one world-class player. With 2 seasons, we didn't buy anybody. We've won 2 League Cups since 1991. And they're asking, is that what you want, floating around in the ether? What are we doing now? We've floated around in the ether for 30 years. Arsenal fans are going to have, what, 4 FA Cups in 7 years, potentially? Great days out. I still remember going to, even the Coventry one that we lost, I still remember the great days out, meeting, having a beer, and the players remember winning things. I find it absolutely staggering that clubs have done what they've done to the FA Cup, this all-out pursuit. And it's for money. It's not for money for you or I. It's for money for the players to get more bigger wages, the club owners to get a load of money. We don't benefit from it. I don't benefit from Tottenham getting top four. It's absolute madness for me. I know there's people who disagree, and just reading this guy's thread, absolute divide already. We haven't completed a season in our new stadium, and there is an absolute divide in what our fans want. I look at it and go, great, yet we've not won nothing. I'm paying massive money to go week in, week out. What for? And the football isn't particularly great. And there's other people, oh yeah, but look at it, top four, and look at the stadium, look at the training ground. Means very little to me as a supporter. What, when I go to my grave eventually in about 40 years' time, because I'm a machine, I look back and go, well, it was a lovely stadium to sit in. Never saw us win anything, but it was a lovely stadium to sit in. Do me a favour. I'd rather have a cup any day of the year. Absolutely any day of the year. I find it absolutely staggering. And all this, it leads to betterness, it leads to that. Maurizio Pochettino inherited a fantastic Tottenham squad, never won anything with it. Absolutely criminal. The guy we've got now, we've only got 2 winners at the club, is the manager and Lloris. I'd be over the moon if they won the FA Cup. Absolutely over the moon. And for clubs like United to be sacking it off, I just find it staggering. I just find it absolutely... it's beyond me. It really is where we've been brainwashed into believing this is the right thing to do. I find it madness. And I would be, if I was a Man United fan, I would be absolutely fuming if we're picking a weakened side in an FA Cup semi-final. I remember when we played United, and I think I took Greg Johnson, FTS member, and we didn't play Alderweireld, and we didn't play... Lloris, he dropped Lloris and played Vorm. FA Cup semi-final, we haven't won one since 91. And of course we lost. It's incredible. I mean, Tottenham floating around in the ether. We do nothing but float around in the ether. We're fucking useless. Perhaps we'll win the league and it'll all be wrong. I'll all be wrong next year. Madness. Drives me bananas, it does. The cheapening of football and what's happened, and how it's all become just centred around money. And fans talk as if it's their own money. Oh, we're in the top four, we get all this money. You don't get anything. The players just get another 10 grand a week. Madness. Right, where are we? What am I doing? Don't know myself. Football. Have I got anything today? I don't think there is much. See, we're in wind down time now, and people don't like it. I love it. We've had, you never have any trades. You never do. There's a whole boatload of football to come. Relax yourselves. Relax yourselves. The home win, by the way, I've got all that sorted out. The home bias, that's a complete myth for some reason. A little bit of an outlier in Germany, which I'll explain to you why at some stage when I get chance. But football is returning to normal. Do not worry about it. Where are we? Flipping deary me. Bear with me. So useless. That one there. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. How are we all? Just let me... oh, it's Malaga Boys, isn't it? Wir sind die Malaga Boys today. Wir sind die Malaga Boys. Last game of the season. It's going to be an absolute goal fair. I'll laugh if I open this sheet now, because I haven't even looked at it yet. I've run the process and not looked, and it puts up Malaga. I will love it. I'll love it if it does that. I'll just love it. No, It hasn't. Right, we have got. We're going to give you a little first half goal at Orebro versus Mjällby. 6 o'clock. Orebro versus Mjällby. If it gets to 0-0, fairly lateish, 25 minutes onwards in the first half, then drip lay a first half goal. Orebro versus Mjällby. And yeah, no, nothing for Malaga. The Malaga boys aren't showing up as anything. My new team. We are going to organise the FTS trip next year. We are going to have a little trip abroad. Go and watch Malaga play. A few beers. There'll only be about 10 people in there. And it will be a goal fest. But they will be cuffing Almeria tonight. Do not worry about that. I'm expecting 3 or 4 nil. Spurs yesterday. Wasn't that Harry Kane goal? It was a good goal, wasn't it? That third goal was beautifully put away. And people saying, well, what are we without him? You're right. We'll have one more season of him. And if we don't show any potential to win anything, he'll be gone. Certain players want to win things. There are players, I don't doubt, who want to sit on their 50 grand a week. But you look at the players who left Arsenal leaving Tottenham. Most of them are going on and winning something somewhere. They're going to clubs where they can win things, not get top four. Absolute nonsense. Honestly, top four. When did fourth place in anything be a trophy? Anything in life? Jesus wept. Right. Have a lovely Monday. That's all I've got is that Orebro game. We've got Ultimate Process tomorrow. Obviously, everything is winding down. August will be quiet. I know we've got that some other leagues starting, but for me it will be, let's get through this week, get this lot done, and then I will have details the following week of Ultimate for 2020-21, and all the new bits. And the guys who've put in for the football sheet trial, I've started filtering through those. I will get that and I will email whoever the lucky person is. I said I'd do it today, but I've got a few to look through. I will do it Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest. So if you haven't heard from me by Wednesday evening, then you know that it is not you. I will get that done and sent to people. I had a couple of late entries this morning, which I haven't even had a chance to look at. But I will have a look at that. But that sheet is amazing. I gave a quick demo of it in the Zoom last night to the guys. I think they loved it. There's 7 or 8 of them in there. It's just amazing. It is absolutely brilliant. It's going to be a massive, massive difference to people, particularly when we've got, you know, you can do all the databases on it, the Poisson, everything. Fantastic stuff. Right, have a lovely Monday, team. I'm going to nudge on with a bit more Excel. I feel I am chair-shaped. I don't know when I just seem stuck in this chair. I can't wait for this football season to end. Just have a couple of days out of the chair. I'm going to have a couple of days off completely. Well, not completely, because I still need to do some bits, but you know what I mean. Get done by 9 o'clock and then go and do something else. Oh, the missus goes Thursday. I thought she'd never leave. It's funny when you say that and people go, oh, does he mean it? No. Yeah, she flies Thursday, the 23rd, dropping her to the airport about 4 in the morning, one-way ticket. Beautiful. I've got all this time on my own. I'll be sitting pizza boxes, beer cans, fag ends. No, I'm only joking. No, she does go. I'm pleased for her. She's so excited. I mean, she's packed about 24 cases full of baby toys and clothes. Yeah, but lovely. Right, that's it. Why aren't I going? Because there's football on. I've got stuff to do. Have a lovely Monday. That's about 4 times I've said it. I am going. I'm arrivederci in. And Dio, I don't talk shit on the podcast. Everything is pure gold. Everything I say, absolute pure gold. Enjoy your Monday.